This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you see some people from different countries who have like the most beautiful, beautiful skin and they're like 70 years old, and then you find out they like live a life of happiness and gratitude and low stress, and it makes a huge impact on your skin.
You go to the dermatologist, they're going to be like, oh, here's another prescription. Here's spironolactone. Here's a higher dose of it. Here's some antibiotics. Oh, those aren't working. Here's some Accutane. And then cycle repeat.
Let's take a breath. Hey guys, I'm Sydney Lutwako, and welcome to Something to Share. Every Wednesday, I sit down with people you may have seen on your TV screens, experts in their fields, or just people I find inspirational so that they have a platform to dive into the things that they really want to talk about. We all have something to share, something that we're going through, and something that we need to hear. So let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy that you're here, that you press play, and just knowing that there's people on the other end of this really just makes my week, and I'm just so happy to know that you're here. Today, we have such an amazing duo on this episode. I am so excited to have Danielle and Kaylee of Clear Stem. So if you're not familiar with the brand, they're fairly new. They've probably been around for 5 years now. They are a skincare brand focused on helping people to find the root cause of their acne and fixing those problems. Their products are so special because they not only help you fight acne, but they also help you prevent aging. So a lot of products, which I've learned from this duo, is that a lot of your acne products can cause premature aging, where a lot of your anti-aging products can cause acne. So me spending a lot of time trying to find what works for me, that can be very frustrating. I'm sure a lot of you out there are like, oh, what the fuck? What do I use then? So we're going to get into a lot today about the root causes of your acne, what they could be from, whether that's what you're eating, your environment, what you're putting in your home, what you're putting on your skin, what you're putting on your hair, what your pillow is like, all of these things that could be potentially causing acne, and how we can fix them or find what that root cause is and switch things out. Also, a lot of the issues that cause aging we go through as well, like the water temperature in your shower or what you're washing your face with, or all of the things that literally blew my mind and honestly changed my life. Because after I recorded this episode with them, I changed a lot. We'll get into it today, but a lot of your products or a lot of my products have pore clogging agents in them. So a lot of very common ingredients that you would see in a lot of mainstream products, they actually clog your pores, which is very frustrating. And I currently, for birth control, use a low hormonal IUD. And I know that naturally causes more acne. It's what I'm using for now. I plan to take it out probably as soon as I get married. But I've had a lot of issues with my birth control stuff. So we're just sticking with it for now because this was the solution that we found. But it's causing a lot of acne for me, and it's super frustrating because I grew up as someone that didn't really ever struggle with acne. And I know that's like, woe is me. But to get it later in life, I don't really know how to deal with it or what products worked. So let me tell you, after this episode, I did a deep, deep dive on everything that I'm using, putting on my face, putting on my skin. I still have to go through my hair stuff, but a lot of the things that I was using had those pore clogging ingredients in them. So what I did, I was like, love and light, tossed it and switched them out. So right now I'm using mostly all of clear stem products. I switched out my face wash, my moisturizer. I have this two of their serums now. They are like butter for the skin. Even my mom was FaceTiming me the other day and she was like, your skin looks really good. And I was like, I know, mom. Thank you. And that's not an ad. No one's paid me to say this. I bought that with my own money. But they honestly changed the way I saw skincare. And it felt like the solution that I've been looking for so long, because I've tried a lot of products. A lot of products get sent to me and I've tried a lot of things, but I can never really tell if they're working or they're making much of a difference. And I actually did feel a difference with using ClearStem stuff. I'm not perfectly clear yet, but we're getting there. So they have this amazing website that you can literally copy and paste your ingredients from your product into the search engine, and you'll press send and it will highlight what ingredients in your product might be clogging your pores. So highly recommend doing that. I literally have it saved now on my bookmarks tab on my computer and on my phone. So whenever I walk into Sephora and I'm looking for a new foundation, I will literally look it up in the store, copy and paste it, and see if one of those ingredients turns red. I'm like, oh, no, can't use it. So yeah, I've switched out the foundation I'm using, the concealer I'm using, blush, all of that stuff. And, you know, it makes a huge difference. I mean, I don't want to be putting stuff on my face and then getting frustrated the next day why I have a breakout. It's just, you know, it doesn't make sense. So we're getting into all of that today, all of their recommendations from what we could be eating that might be causing problems with our skin, how to prevent premature aging, all kinds of amazing stuff. I think this one's going to be a game changer for a lot of you. I know that we're all just looking to feel our best, look our best. And a lot of that has to do with skin. It's such a huge industry, the skincare industry and the beauty industry. And it's really frustrating when you're buying these really expensive products that are doing you a disservice or not working. So I highly recommend you sharing this with anyone who is frustrated with their skin, their acne, or wants some solutions for their daily routines. Please send them this episode and maybe shoot it up on social media. Tag us as well. Besides that, my something to share. Last week, Nick and I did an episode together recapping what we learned from 2 months apart. And honestly, you guys, I was really nervous to release that episode. I had a lot of fear around it. It's hard to share your heart so openly like that and be very vulnerable and to kind of call out not necessarily people, but industries or things that maybe went wrong or that you didn't appreciate from something and not have fear about there being repercussions from that. I grew up a very quiet kid and very shy and always super nervous about saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. So I'm very conscious of that now and trying to unlearn some of those tendencies I have, because I don't want to go forward in life and be quiet or hold back how I'm feeling or be okay with mistreatment or not speaking up for myself. And I felt like we definitely did that on this episode. So I obviously was very fearful in putting it out, because then people are going to listen to it, which essentially is why we have this podcast. There was even a moment right before putting it out that I was like, should I put it up? Is this the world telling me not to do it? Because I had a lot of technical difficulties last week. The audio didn't work. We almost didn't have audio. When I went to put it up on to the website that I upload my podcast to, only 45 minutes uploaded and then the rest of it went away. And I was trying to clear space on my computer, ended up deleting the file, and it was a whole thing, and I had to re-edit part of it. And then I tried to upload it again. So I was like, is the world telling me not to put this out there, or is this a test of, am I going to hold back and be scared and just not put it out there? Or am I going to own what I'm saying, owned up to what I'm feeling, and, you know, put it out there and stand by it? So obviously we know what we want with the second. And the feedback I've gotten has been so wonderful. So if you listen to the episode, thank you so much for listening to it. And thank you so much for your feedback and your positivity. And I'm so happy that I connected with a lot of you. That really means the world to me. I can't even explain that to you, how good that makes me feel. Yeah, I think it's just, I'm going to keep leaning more into that. But there's a lot of fear when you are speaking up for yourself and owning your truth and all those things. So if you have fear about doing those things, I hope that inspires you to do that And I hope that you know that you deserve to be treated well. You deserve to be in good situations and you deserve to have your truth heard. So whatever that is for you guys, I hope that you are receiving the same feedback. Please enjoy this episode with the women of ClearSTEM. They are so incredible, so inspiring, and you can just tell that they love and care for what they do, and how much of an impact that makes on the world is tenfold. And I really appreciate hearing from leaders and CEOs like these two women. I think they're incredibly inspiring. I think they have a lot of knowledge and a lot to share, and you're going to love this one. So without further ado, guys, please enjoy this episode with Danielle and Kaylee.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We all had a chaotic right before we got here, but we're all here. We're good. It's so nice to meet you guys. How are you?
Doing great. Came off a fun weekend. I had a bachelorette trip this past weekend for a friend. So it's coming into Monday strong.
I love it. I'm going to need to ask you questions on that because I am planning a wedding as well. So definitely going to start looking into bachelorette stuff probably in the summer. But
yeah, I've been on like three this year already, and two weddings to go to from my best friends who are getting married. So I feel like I'm all on top of the bachelorette planning.
One question on that before we move on. What was the best place you visited for a bachelorette trip so far?
I would say Cabo has probably been my favorite. The second favorite bachelorette I ever went to, it was on the East Coast, and we rented a mountain house in Tennessee. And that was really fun because like you just got to spend a lot of quality time. Like I've had the whole party bachelorette with friends where you Cabo and Vegas or Scottsdale, like done all of that. But there was something really special about like renting a house. We did some like wine tasting tours, but it was a lot more just intimate, and all the girls got to know each other so much better. I think that was one of my favorites.
That's so nice. Danielle, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you. I just got this new blush. So I'm like checking the camera. I'm like, ooh, it's a little rosy right now.
I like it. It's like a highlighter. It looks great.
Yeah, you look very glowy, as I would expect from two skincare gurus. Amazing. Well, let's just jump into initially, can you give me a little background on what you guys both do individually? Because I know you've kind of came together in a very like symbiotic way and started this beautiful company. So a little background on each of you before we jump into all of the questions I have.
Totally. So symbiotic is like the exact word to describe it. So basically, Kaylee and I both struggled with extreme cystic acne for like years and years and years. I had it for like 10 years and did three separate rounds of Accutane, was on antibiotics, all the things. Basically, none of it worked. So I started San Diego Acne Clinic, which is here in La Jolla. And that was about almost 8 years ago. And when I first opened, Kaylee was one of my clients. So I want to say it was within like the first like 3 or 4 months of opening. So I got to meet her, and she's a healthcare coach, but was breaking out really bad because, as we'll talk about it later, a lot of healthy things can actually break you out. So we figured out all of her triggers, got to really know each other because it's such an intimate process. And at that time, I was formulating a scar reversal serum for my ethnic clients because they scar so easily and you can't, right? Like any olive complexion, if you tan really easily, you scar really easily. And because of that, you can't do like aggressive lasers and aggressive peels all the time because you'll hyperpigment. So I was developing a scar reversing serum to help with that. And Kaylee was there during that time, and we would geek out on lab samples, and it just became a thing. And then one of my other clients put it on Amazon. It blew up there. And we're like, this has legs. So Kaylee has the brand brain and was like, let's turn this into a brand. And boom, our partnership was formed. And it's just growing and growing and growing.
And my background is in holistic nutrition. So I was working in the corporate world, but also had gone back to school to get my degree in holistic nutrition. I was consulting for brands on their recipe and nutritional development, as well as working individually with people too, to get to the root cause for a lot of their chronic illnesses. And I was at a loss when I met Danielle. I mean, I had gone to every doctor, dermatologist, esthetician, and no one could figure out why I was breaking out so bad. I mean, it was bright red, inflamed cystic acne. And finally, when I met Danielle, it had been the answers to everything that was going on. And because every doctor and dermatologist I went to, it was just go on Accutane, go on antibiotics, go on birth control. Those were the only answers I was given. But none of that gets the root cause of actually what's causing your acne. So it could easily come back. You could go on birth control, could just suppress testosterone and cause a lot of other vitamin deficiencies that lead to all these other issues. And again, not hitting the root cause of acne. So Danielle completely cleared my skin by getting to the root cause of my acne. So I had 12 different acne triggers going on in my diet and lifestyle that were triggering it. In a matter of 2 months, we completely cleared my skin. And then we realized there was a whole gap in the market for education and products that were anti-acne and anti-aging, because you have anti-acne products that age your skin. They cause accelerated aging. They destroy your skin barrier, cause more DNA damage, make you more sun sensitive, make your wrinkles deeper because of the sun sensitivity and destroying your skin barrier. And then you have anti-aging products that many times break you out. They're filled with a ton of pore clogging ingredients that actually trigger acne. And a lot of them are pretty toxic as well. And a lot of them, like things like retinol, are causing accelerated sun damage, which is causing accelerated aging. So we decided to create a brand and products that were both, but also the education to support all of that. So the education, we teach our community how to get to the root cause of their acne, because it could be something external, but it could be something internal too.
Yeah, that's what's so frustrating about acne, especially if you're in a period of breakouts and you can't figure out what is causing it. Mm-hmm. It can be so frustrating, and you can feel very like debilitating because you don't really know like what to do. You feel it can feel like an out of body experience almost when your body's reacting like that. It's very frustrating. And I love that you guys have that education piece, because I feel like even when I ask, I'm like, I get regular facials. I ask tons of questions. I've tried a bunch of products, and like, there's still those missing pieces. And even if I like Google it, sometimes I can't fully find the answers. So I love that you guys have all of that to offer, because it's not easy to find.
No, it is. Everyone's a little bit unique, but there are some things that apply to everyone. And that little piece that could make the biggest difference in your skin, but that you'll never hear from like Google or a dermatologist or even anyone else, is like not burning your face with hot water when you wash it. Like a lot of us get in the shower and you're standing there and there's just like hot water beating on your face. Like that can be the thing that's causing the bulk of your issues, or the thing that's making your products not work, because it's inflaming and drying the skin all the time. And it's in such a state of inflammation that it can't heal and absorb the stuff that's in your skincare. Or if you go and do like a laser treatment, like I did, and no one told you about hot water, like you don't get the results you're looking for because you're supposed to be healing, but you're re-inflaming it every day. So even just things like water temperature can make a huge difference in your skin. So we love completing the puzzle piece for people. And when they dive in, they'll message us. They'll be like, this is the one thing that I was missing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's so major. And it could just make it, everything just make sense once you figure out what those things are. So before we jump into like all of the millions of skincare questions I have, I want to ask you both my initial questions. The first one is if you have anything to share either from your nightstand, surprising, or with an interesting backstory. So anything that kind of comes to mind for each of you.
My nightstand, lots of things come and go, but the consistent thing is the 5-minute journal.
I love that. Yeah, mine's sitting up here actually. Yeah, it's so simple. But yeah, it's like the one that's like you write the grateful in the morning.
Yep.
And at night. Yeah.
Yep. It has a little quote, and then three things you're grateful for. What would make today great? Which I think is the biggest part of it. You know, like it can just be like something you're already about to do, like get fresh veggies from the farmer's market, or go for a 20-minute walk. Like those are things that if you set it out and that's going to make your day great, you can go do it. And then boom, your day is great. Like it's so simple, but it works.
Yeah, I love a good healthy to-do list too. It helps for me as well. Kaylee, what about you?
I always have water on my nightstand. I like slightly get anxiety if there's not water on my nightstand. The reason for that is I like to have water first thing when I wake up, but what helps me get out of bed is I wake up and I'm really thirsty, but I know I can't drink that water until I tongue scrape and brush my teeth, because it's really not good to drink water without brushing your teeth in the morning, because you have a lot of bacteria in your mouth and you're just drinking down all that bacteria, causing inflammation in your body. If you talk to your dentist or dental hygienist, that's the first thing they'll tell you. One of the leading causes of different diseases and heart disease is bacteria in the mouth. So like not correctly brushing your teeth, not getting rid of that bacteria. So again, if you wake up and you immediately drink water, you're going to drink all that bacteria down. And so I wake up, I want water. So I have to immediately get up out of bed, brush my teeth, tongue scrape, then get back to my water. And it gets me up and moving for the day. And then water is even better than caffeine. Water actually wakes your body up and rehydrates you. So a lot of times if you don't have water by your nightstand, you could kind of like snooze a bunch of times, wake up, wash your face, brush your teeth. Like it might be a while before you get to your water. So it's a reminder to have it first thing in the morning, but to kickstart the routine.
I think my life was just changed. I never actually heard that because I always like wanted to drink the water and then the coffee and then brush my teeth after. So like it was preventing staining, but I never heard that you were drinking the bacteria. Wow. Yeah. Great. Good for me. I'm going to change that routine.
It's a game changer because now I get in my head too. I'm like, I don't want to like drink down bacteria. So it like gets in your head, kind of grosses you out and forces you to brush your teeth first thing in the morning.
That's something you only need to hear once. So thank you for that.
Exactly. Same.
Amazing. Okay. Anything for the second question, anything that's been on your heart or mind lately for each of you can be related to what we talk about or just like completely random.
On my mind and Kaylee is going to relate to this too, but like as the CEO of a rapidly growing company, we're in this new phase of growth and it's now all about hiring the right talent and hiring like the right roles for where we need to go. Cause we have like all this potential and it's just like, okay, if you're playing chess, like here are the pieces you need. And like, what are those people going to look like? And it's just all about like, what is our team going to look like in the next 6 months? Cause it's going to be very different.
Mm. Yeah, it's like learning to figure out who to trust with like something that you work so hard at and like getting the right people that are going to execute. That's very hard to do because when you like put all your energy and your time into something, it's like you can like do that for as long as possible. But when you know you have to like expand, then you have to be like very specific, I'm sure, with choosing those people.
Yeah. And the word you said, the word trust, and that's it too. I mean, it's not. You don't have to have trust issues to know that like that it's a big trust leap when you're hiring key people. Cause these are the expensive people that we're going to be hiring. You know what I mean? So it's a big investment. There's a lot, there's a lot at stake. So that trust piece is definitely something it's real.
It shows that you're at the right place though. If you're making those tough decisions, it means that you've gotten yourself to like this really higher place, but yeah.
Thank you.
Challenging.
That's awesome. But there's a whole new set of challenges at every next step. It never like quotes gets easier. You typically get better at managing things because you had to work on yourself and everything so much, but it never gets easier as you grow. Just more and more different challenges.
Yeah.
Challenges like every individual so much too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wish you all the best in that. I feel like you guys are really, we work well together. So I'm sure that'll help in the process, but I don't have advice because I haven't had to do that, but that is really exciting.
Thank you.
Let's get into all of the skin questions I have because you guys are very much experts in this area. So I want to start in the acne realm because you mentioned earlier that a lot of the products that we use cause aging, but they also help with acne. Like I hadn't thought of how those two can affect each other because I think the mindset is like you get to a certain age and then acne goes away and that's when you got to start anti-aging. So then the products shift into that, which would naturally make sense. But from what I've seen in my own body and like all of my friends, that is not the case. It doesn't just like cut off and you can switch to the next product. So like what are some really common root causes of acne? Like why are we getting acne so much? Like what is causing all of it?
Kaylee, we got a lot to talk about. Who wants to go first?
Let's get into it. Buckle up.
My favorite one to talk about because it's the quickest and easiest way to make a change is to check all of your ingredients for pore clogging ingredients. So, or check all of your products. So you're going to want to check all your skincare. So if you're currently breaking out, you're going to want to check all of your skincare, makeup, and hair conditioner or hair oil products for pore clogging ingredients. Four clogging ingredients are ingredients in your skincare, hair care products that get on your skin. They're larger than your pore. They get stuck in it and then get clogged, cause acne. So we've actually made this really easy for people because for a while we had this huge list on our website that you'd, you know, have to turn over the back of every single one of your products, check through the list, which again makes it easier than searching everything, right? But we've made it now even easier for people to check. So now you can get your computer ready, lay out all your products on your table, Google each one of your products and just get the ingredient deck of it, copy and paste on our website. We have a little search bar. It's under pore clogging ingredients. You paste it into there, you click search. And if it has a pore clogging ingredient in it, it'll show up red. The ingredient will show up red. So you know immediately that product is causing me breakouts and you can swap it out with another one. We have amazing recommendations for makeup, hair care products, all different things that we don't currently make, but we give as advice for using that are not pore clogging. So that is number one, because no matter what you're doing internally, if you are eating the cleanest of clean diet and the most water and no other acne triggers and your gut health is amazing, everything's going great, you're still going to break out if you're using pore clogging ingredients in your skincare.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee I'm using a lot of them.
They're hard to avoid.
And some people don't have like really bad cystic acne or constant breakouts, but they'll have little bumps everywhere. That's the same thing. Sometimes acne comes a little differently in different people's skin types. So it could be a bunch of bumps on your forehead or other areas of your skin as well.
Yeah, I was wondering with that too, because I was going to ask you about face mapping and like how accurate that actually is. Because I like to be like, oh, holistically, what is this connected to? But then sometimes I'm like, is this actually connected? And some of the maps are like very random. So like, yeah. Do you guys subscribe to that?
And like, yeah. So it's like
the face mapping is inherently inaccurate because it is so incomplete, right? Like if you have partial of an answer, it's not the right, that makes it inaccurate in my opinion, right? So it completely ignores what you're using topically, which is a huge part of acne. So in my opinion, face mapping is going to lead you down a rabbit hole that's going to be unproductive. However, there are some things that are useful about it. Like when it points to like right here and it says gut health and digestion, that's actually kind of true. Like right here is your main lymphatic pathway in the face. It's pretty much just, it's like, it's in the cheeks, but like right here is like kind of the main one. So digestion and gut health. Yeah. I mean, if you're eating like a ton of gluten, for example, or if you have leaky gut or something like that, it can show up right there. It could also show up there because you're eating a bunch of eggs and they're hard to digest. And then it might go away if you stop. That's what I mean about face mapping. Like it's enough to get you curious, but it's not enough to lead you to like an actual answer.
Yeah, it's like a clue maybe, but we have to follow more in order to get to that root.
Yes, exactly.
I'm wondering with like diets, and I know Kaylee, you're really good at this being a nutritionist, like what should we look at first? Like you said, the products. And once we figure out, okay, these are pore clogging. These are, yes, that. And then you can kind of delete them from there. Like, would you go to the food next? Like what would be the next level? Because a lot of times I feel like I switch out things or I try new things and then I can't fully grasp like what changed if I'm doing like a million things at once. Do you recommend like a full overhaul of everything or
so
what do you
from
recommend?
There before you address food, I'd actually go to supplements next and then food third, because again, it's a really, you know exactly what can be causing those triggers in supplements. So excess, though, kind of the golden rule in all of this is excess. So all these vitamins I'm going to list off are good for you. We need them in our bodies, but in excess trigger acne. So vitamin D, zinc, B12, and biotin. All of those in excess trigger acne. And a lot of times, especially B12, will sneak in a ton of things. So if you're having any form of energy drink in the morning, even if it's a healthy energy drink, a lot of the mixture of vitamins always has B12 and an insane amount. I mean, you'll sometimes see 40,000% of your recommended daily value of B12. And then if you're taking like an alert supplement or anything revolving around energy, focus, alert, those things, it'll have B12 in it, in a ton of it too. Vitamin D, you'll see in huge excess as well in different multivitamins, because you might be taking a multivitamin and then you've been told that vitamin D is good for your immune system. So you might be taking a separate vitamin D supplement. It might be sneaking in something else as well. And in some of our different combination supplements, same with zinc and then biotin, you'll see in the hair, skin, and nail supplements, beauty supplements, that in excess also triggers acne as well. So that is the quickest thing. You can just take a look at your daily supplements, what you're taking. If the recommended daily values of over about, you know, 150 percent-ish over that, should be looking to bring it back down. So that could be a huge trigger.
What about like collagen supplements? Because there's been like hit or miss with collagen. Like some people like swear by it and some people say it doesn't work at all. Like what do you recommend with collagen?
Yeah, so just eating collagen alone, it comes down to the amino acids in it, right? So it depends on the amino acid profile. And some of those can be keratin stimulating, right? So the root cause of acne is hyperkeratosis, basically too much keratin protein. So a lot of people, if they're acne prone, they start taking like collagen peptides specifically. Those peptides can tell the body to produce more keratin. If you're not acne prone, fabulous, go for it. But if you are, you might notice that you're starting to get like keratosis pilaris bumps, or you're starting to get little bumps. Or if you already have acne and you start taking a lot of collagen supplements, it can make it go cystic. So anything that has the ability to grow your skin can exacerbate acne.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But like, I can't wait to take it. Like we just launched an acne vitamin that makes you just like less acne prone. So I'm like ready to start taking collagen supplements because I do think they're useful.
Yeah. So once you get that under control, you can add those things in. Yeah. And there's so many quick fixes out in the market and like everyone's marketing for different things. So it's very frustrating when you're like, okay, this is going to help. This is going to be the thing. And then it's like, absolutely not the thing. It's going to make it worse. So appreciate you making all these products. I want to go into a little bit of like environmental factors of acne. Some things that could be causing it that we might not realize. I think you mentioned water at the beginning. So any other things that we can be like doing or, you know, editing out of our life to help with acne?
I think that one of the biggest things is stimulation. So for example, like if you are living like downtown New York, you're taking the subway all the time, there's high rise everywhere, there's constant noise, there's construction all the time, there's a lot of, there's just like over, like sensory overload and not enough time spent like in nature getting sunshine. I feel like that stress on the body will lead to just like an impaired immune system, right? So I know, and everyone's different with like how much stimulation they love, but I know if I'm in a city like that, like I physiologically just feel stressed from the overstimulation. Whereas if you, you know, pack up and go upstate New York and you're camping in the woods for a little while, you're gonna calm down. So it's all about like your central nervous system and what really stresses and relaxes you as an individual.
Yeah, that's so huge. And I lived in New York for almost 10 years and I was chronically stressed. It's very difficult to be in that city and not be chronically stressed. Maybe if you're like a bajillionaire, you can manage it, but it's very hard to do. And I think stress for me for so long growing up was like, felt almost cool in a way, like cool to be stressed. Like the hustle mindset was great. But now as I'm getting older, I'm like, no, we don't need this. We can slow down. We can shift. And I think that's huge of like having an effect on your body. Cause I don't think we always think that those two are connected.
And stress makes you age faster too.
Yeah.
So it's going to make your skin look more dull, your wrinkles form faster. I mean, you see some people from different countries who have like the most beautiful, beautiful skin and they're like 70 years old. And then you find out they like live a life of happiness and gratitude and low stress. And it makes a huge impact on your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell it's like that inner glow is very real. One more thing, we can't go into acne without, I guess, talking about the connection to hormones. And I know a lot of people are on birth control and different things like that. So like if you are on birth control or if you have like hormonal related acne, what are some ways if you're not ready to fully like get off the pill or change yet to like kind of help with your acne that might be caused hormonally?
Yeah, totally. Who wants to go first on this one?
I want to kick it off with a resource because we could spend like an hour talking about this. But the biggest resource, whether you're on birth control or want to get off birth control and want to start that process, is a book by Dr. Jolene Brighton called Beyond the Pill. Mm-hmm. It's going to teach you how to support your body while you're on birth control because it suppresses testosterone and also causes a lot of different vitamin deficiencies. So there's a lot of things that happen in your body when you're on birth control that when you get off it, you go through a rebound effect and then start to have all these health issues, but they were masked by the birth control. And it was years and years of vitamin deficiencies caused by the birth control. So I know we get DMs all the time of women who are so fearful to get off birth control because they think they've heard all the horror stories from women. I was literally one of them his skin freaks out after, his body freaks out after. But we don't want women to be afraid of that. We want them just be educated on how to support your body, either while you're still staying on it, or if you'd like to progress to getting off of it. And so that would be my number one recommendation, is have the education and understanding of what the birth control is doing and how to support your body during the time or progressing off of it.
Love that.
Now, let Danielle, I think Danielle want to chime in on some hormone imbalances
yes,
too.
Please.
Yeah. So everyone thinks their acne is hormonal, and hormones absolutely play a role. And people will think their acne is hormonal because it gets worse during their period. Normal. But what happens during that week leading up to your period is your estrogen has been declining and your testosterone is up. Testosterone is the main primary hormone that causes an acne flare up. Other things in your day-to-day life also raise testosterone and mimic hormonal acne. For example, vitamin B12 is a huge one. Excessive vitamin D. And you can just look this up. Like literally as men get older and their testosterone drops, they get put on aggressive vitamin D regimens to raise testosterone. Zinc is known for that too. So part of like things in your daily life are literally changing your hormones and giving you hormonal acne. It doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with your hormones. So that's just a really big thing. And also if you've been on birth control for a while, or I think almost everyone can benefit from exploring the supplement called DIM. It helps your body regulate and process out hormones in a way so that they don't really go haywire, or the levels don't dip. They don't swing too much. So that's just something that, you know, if you think you have hormonal acne, sure, hormones are playing a role, but there's always something else going on.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening with me, because I switched my IUDs because I was having like a lot of pain from it. And now I'm on this one for a bit before I eventually come off of it. I think I'm going to wait until like marriage happens and then we'll just like shift out. But like I thought it was hormonal, but I think it's definitely a mixture of things. So I'm going to look deeper into it after this.
Yeah. So basically all the IUDs, there's the copper one, the Paragard one, that's the non-hormonal IUD. That one's not going to really impact acne in too big of a way. All the hormonal IUDs like Mirena, Skylar, what's that other one? But yeah, those are the two big ones. Hormonal IUDs are really known to make acne worse. Other birth controls that make acne way worse are the Depo Provera shot, and the Implanon or Nexplanon, that little insert that they put in your arm, that will make acne so much worse. And then there's other birth controls too, like the NuvaRing, although I don't know how popular that one still is, but NuvaRing will make it way worse. And then the low dose pills, like the ones that are lower in estrogen, those can be higher in progestin, which can lead to hormonal acne for some people. So you're like, yeah, hormones are playing a role, but like there's so much we do in our daily life that affects our hormones. And that's where we really need to be looking, because otherwise you go to the dermatologist, they're going to be like, oh, here's another prescription. Here's spironolactone. Here's a higher dose of it. Here's some antibiotics. Oh, those aren't working. Here's some Accutane, and then cycle repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like band-aids that get served to us pretty often that don't always lead to that root, which you guys are so great at. I think one more question on that, like once you start making these shifts, like how quickly can you expect like your acne to change or your body to change? Like, should you give it like a certain amount of like months, or like what is the right way to start making these shifts?
I love that question. So with dietary changes, you start seeing it pretty quickly. Like for example, dairy is the food that makes people break out. Like if you have acne, you have dairy, you're going to break out. You know it. So you'll generally see dairy breakouts right on the chin where you'd have a goatee. And that can happen literally the next day after you eat a bunch of cheese. But if you stop, then you'll notice that same week that your acne is going away. So with dietary lifestyle changes like that, you can see change like pretty immediately. Now, if you realize you're on the Mirena IUD and that's the thing that's breaking you out and you decide to get it out, it's going to take like 3 months to get back to normal. So things can take the different amount of time to get out of your system. If it's something that's in your food, you'll see a change immediately. If it's something in your vitamins, you'll see a change and you identify like, oh, you're taking a B complex that had way too much B, you stop taking it. Your acne will come down in like 2 weeks-ish. But if it's something, you know, a big hormonal change, like from birth control or something like that, that's going to take at least 3 months.
Okay. That's really helpful. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
I want to transition a little bit into anti-aging, and I would love to hear, like, what are some natural causes that are causing aging, and like, what are some like products or things that we can switch out in order to help with anti-aging that actually work? Because I know there's so many like serums and creams and all this marketing with aging, and it's very also confusing. So any advice on that?
Yeah. So the first one Danielle already mentioned, but I want to reiterate because we were talking about acne a little bit before, but not washing your face in hot water. So it was funny. This was about a year ago. We were having a woman she had like deep wrinkles around her eyes and on her forehead. And the only two things we had her change was stop washing her face in hot water and then just using our Cell Renew serum. And it was literally 5 days later, we had a before and after, and the deepness of her wrinkles were like cut in half. Like 5 days later. So washing your face in hot water causes micro damage to your skin and destroys your skin barrier, so it can't heal. So just like how acne causes DNA damage because it causes scarring, so do wrinkles as well. So when you can start restoring your skin barrier, hydrating your skin and not micro destroying it every single day by washing it in hot water, you can see those wrinkles smooth out and your skin go from a dull effect to a glow effect immediately. Mm.
Love that. Yeah, that's huge. I love a hot shower. So would you
not
say
on your face?
Not on the face. Lukewarmish?
Lukewarm room temperature is totally fine. I mean, water essentially dries your skin out anyway because it's a pH of 7 and our skin's a pH of 5.5. So that it messes with your skin's pH anyway. It goes back to normal pretty quickly. But the heat and the water on your face, like that is going to zap all your natural moisture. And it's going to, which your natural moisture is called your lipid barrier, right? So that's the thing that mainly protects you from the sun. So if you compromise that, you're going to get UV damage faster. So rambling here, but yeah, so lukewarm is totally fine. The heat will, you know, dry your body skin out. So if you get like eczema or psoriasis, you really want to take short lukewarm showers. It's important to know that if you're taking really, really, really hot showers, you're also wearing like body sunscreen too if you go outside.
Okay. Needed to figure that out for myself. It's like, I love it, but I know it's bad.
Just hydrate right after too.
Yeah. It can be worth too if you really, because I really like a steamy effect in the shower, which you need really hot water for. So I'll set my shower to really hot real quick, close the door as I'm kind of like getting undressed, all the things. And then before I get in the shower, I'll turn it down so it's just warm. So my whole bathroom is nice and steamy and it feels really warm, like in the room, but the water isn't scalding hot anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
Love that.
I've been working. It creates like a spa effect in my bathroom without the extreme hot water.
What are some ingredients that we should be looking for? Some tools that we should be using for anti-aging?
My favorite one is bakuchiol. It's the retinol alternative that's non-toxic, which is really important. But it mimics what retinol does in terms of stimulating collagen, but it doesn't destroy your skin barrier. So retinol is, we know now that it's, you know, toxic, and if you're pregnant, you really can't use it. What it does is it keeps your skin exfoliating so much that was what retinol does, that you can't control the level of sensitivity that it's also creating, right? So any exfoliation is going to make you a little bit more sun sensitive. So you want to make sure that you're getting the exfoliation without ruining it with extra sun damage because of the sensitivity that it's creating, right? So if you're on like a prescription retinol, like Retin-A or Adapalene or Tretinoin, that is going to keep exfoliating your skin to the point where if you use it on Monday, you're still going to burn on Friday. So if people aren't aware of the lag effect that it has on your sun sensitivity and what it is doing to your barrier. So Enter Bakuchiol, it is a natural alternative to it. It's not quite as strong and aggressive, but that's actually a good thing. But it trains your skin to produce collagen like it did when it was younger, and it keeps that collagen synthesis process up because as we get older, that slows down. So you do want things that stimulate new collagen. And Bakuchiol is one of those hero ingredients that's getting a lot of attention for good reason.
I want to ask you, because you guys are really great. I took your quiz earlier, your skin quiz. Love that. I love a quiz. And it gives you like 4 products, which I appreciate that you guys really like bring it all down and make it understandable. Cause that's, I think, the thing that's really confusing for me. It's like, you need this cream, this serum, this this, and there's like so many that I'm like, are any of these things actually doing anything, or like, am I just doing this for fun, or having a 12-step skincare routine before I go to bed is just like a lot. So what like four things, or like what simple products should we be using from what you guys offer, or like what's a simplified skincare routine for morning and night?
So the clear kit is we literally position it on the website as this is the minimal steps for maximum result. So the kit includes a vitamin C scrub, which is your physical exfoliant. Physical exfoliants are really important, especially if you have acne, because we have that extra keratin protein. So when you use a scrub that's not super, super harsh, but it also is strong enough to do work, that's the sweet spot. And when it has vitamin C in it, it actually, travels into the skin and brightens it. So the scrub is going to be really good. And you don't need to scrub for 2 minutes or anything like that, but like even like 5 to 10 seconds at night or every other night is going to stimulate collagen, and it allows for penetration of everything else that you're using. The reason it stimulates collagen is because when you remove the surface layer of skin protein, it sends a message down below for it to be replaced. So if you've got scar damage or fine lines, or you got burned a while ago and you're like, God, I just have dead skin, that's how you gently resurface and polish it. So it sends a message down to be replaced, basically. It also is the gatekeeper for your other products, because your skin's an exit organ. It doesn't want to just let everything in. So you got to exfoliate first so that your other things can actually penetrate. So the next step in the kit, right?
A little foreplay.
Yes, exactly. So the next step in the kit is the Clarity Serum, and Clarity is your chemical exfoliant. And the word chemical scares people, but it shouldn't. Even water is a chemical. But Clarity is really important, and it stimulates collagen while unclogging your pores. So unclogging your pores is really important, because especially if you're like, oh my, you realize your moisturizer had shea butter in it or coconut oil in it, and you know you've got a bunch of blackheads, you're like, shit, like you either have to get it manually extracted in a facial, or you have to use a friendly acid, an AHA, to dissolve it. And that's what Clarity is. So Clarity is about a 7% mandelic acid. And we also cocktailed it with vitamin C so that the vitamin C actually travels deeper into your skin. So with Clarity, you just put it on clean skin, let it sit alone for like 10 minutes. The fact that it's an acid means it's eating away the stuff you don't want there anymore. So it's actually traveling into the pores to dissolve the clog. And that's why it's called the blackhead dissolver, because the blackheads are like gone in the morning. So that is the most powerful step, I believe, in the whole kit, but it's made more powerful by the scrub. So after that, then you do the Celebrity Serum, which is specifically for scars. That was like our first hero product. That was what the company was founded on. And it helps to heal DNA damage. So that's the one that actually has collagen-derived stem cells. So your skin knows exactly what to do with it. Because just putting collagen in a face product, not going to do shit. These are actually collagen-derived stem cells that your body knows what to do with. And then there's also turmeric and green tea that helps the skin to calm down so that it can heal. Because your skin can't heal if it's not calm. So we put the collagen stem cells and calming agents to heal the damage that's been done. And then the moisturizer. The moisturizer has bakuchiol in it, and it also has stem cells. But the moisturizer is so important because almost every other moisturizer has pore cloggers in it. That is the hardest thing to find that doesn't have pore cloggers. Like, you can go find an AHA that won't break you out. That's fine. They don't have pore cloggers usually, but almost all moisturizers do. So that's why we made sure to include that in the kit. So if you're just like, I don't want a 12-step routine, I want to do the least amount of effort, that's the kit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love a kit too. It's so helpful. I have like one more question on that. It's like, why is there so much out there that just doesn't work? Like, why? I mean, it's such a gigantic industry. Like, skincare is everything. And there's so many companies that say like, this is the thing, like this is going to change that. But like, why is there so much out there that doesn't actually work?
Because of pore cloggers, the filler agents they use. You can have awesome, awesome ingredients, patented peptides and exotic berry extract from India. You can have all these great things. It's going to be about 1-2% of the formula. The majority of any formula is the filler agent. So if it's a lotion, it's going to be something like isopropyl myristate or isopropyl isostere or some other thing like that. Or then they go the natural route, like shea butter or coconut oil or algae. Can be natural all day long, but those filler agents are what's breaking people out. So yes, the marketing ingredients might be legit. Green tea is fantastic, but if it's in a formula whose base is isopropyl myristate, it's still going to break you out. So that's why most stuff doesn't work.
And the problem with the industry as a whole is, you know, people use skincare every single day, morning and night. Most people, like, especially if they're into skincare, women spend a lot of money on skincare. So big companies see this as a huge opportunity to potentially make money, but without having all the research that backs everything, they just have like the research around the big name ingredients, like Danielle said, but then they're just going to put these active ingredients in it and then just tell the labs, fill it with whatever works. And those are 99% of the time poor clogging ingredients. So it's still causing acne and just completely ruining the fact that like there are good actives in it, because it's not going to do anything for the skin now that it's breaking it out.
It's very frustrating. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Kaylee and I literally went through hell with our skin, like psychological torture with our skin. Like I damaged my body with like 3 rounds of Accutane trying to fix this. So it's like we really put a lot of thought, like our mission is to fix everything that's wrong with skincare, because just like you said, it's a lot of BS out there.
You feel cared for when you are talking to a company like you guys, and the fact that you related to it, like it was your issue that you saw a need for and that you brought something to market to fix that, is really, really cool. I want to ask how you guys work together as a team, because you seem like really good friends, but also have this amazing company. And I know you mentioned that you do like some type of like almost couples therapy for business or something like that. Like, how do you guys work so well as a team? And what would you recommend to someone similar to you working in like this type of friendship as you do?
Yeah, I love this. And we do really enjoy talking about this, because we've worked hard on our business, like on our relationship. I mean, we've been in business together for 5 years. That's a pretty long quote relationship of any kind. And it's only going to continue to grow. Like Danielle and I are committed to a lifelong business relationship together with all of this. So we want to make sure our communication's always clear. I mean, that's really the really biggest thing, communication. So we have an executive coach that we work with, and it's kind of a mix between a therapist and a strategist at the same time. So he helps us with business goals and financial different things like that. Also managing the rest of our team, but also the communication between Danielle and I, because as you're in a relationship with anyone, whether it's business, romantic, family, friends, I mean, all the different categories, people hear and receive information differently. So I can be communicating something in a way that I would want it to be heard, because that's the way I hear it. So I'm communicating it outwardly. Danielle might need to receive information differently, so she's hearing what I'm saying differently. So one of the biggest things we learned with our executive coach is, you know, how to frame things in a way each other's hears. And if there's any difficult conversations, we usually wait until we have the setting with our executive coach so he can help facilitate that. Like if I'm saying something, be like, you know, Kaylee's trying to say this, and vice versa. Because many times we've talked during our sessions and he was like, you guys are saying the same exact thing, which I always think is so funny. We just have like two different ways of saying it. And so it's made our relationship so much stronger. But I think what's also been cool is, Danielle and I talk about this all the time, it's made our relationships with other people so much stronger too, whether it's family, friendships, or romantic, because we're learning all these tools and learning how to communicate to each other and how people hear things differently, that it's really helped us in all grow in all aspects of life.
I love that you guys do that. It's so helpful, like just knowing how someone's going to communicate and how it might be a little different. Because sometimes you can learn that the hard way, where you're like, I said this and you didn't do this right, or whatever the thing is. But if you just like know where someone's coming from, that can change everything.
Yeah, totally. Like everyone has bits of information that they need in order to wrap their head around a thing. You know what I mean? And Kaylee's like chief brand officer. Like she knows exactly what, if Clear Somewhere a brand, what it's doing, what it needs, where it needs to go and all that. And I am, you know, kind of act as the money person too. So I'm like, okay, but like, what's the ROI on this? What's this and this? And she'll, you know, come to me and say like, this is so important. These people are going to be there. This person knows this person. And it's like all very valid, but I need to hear it in a way of like, okay, how do we turn this into ROI? How do we track this? What do we do with this information? That stuff. So like just learning those. And then when I want to, you know, do something with like changing our formula or like a formula thing, I have to explain it in a way that Kaylee knows how to explain it to other people who don't speak nerd, you know? So like just learning what each other needs has been such a beautiful experience. And it's just made us both grow together and individually, just like she said.
I love that. It's very inspiring. And it just like goes to show how much you both care about the business and what you're doing, that you're like doing all this extra work on the side. I like that it's also bleeding into like your other relationships and things like that, because it only helps, right? All that extra work. I love it. I'm going to end this on with, if you guys could give me each for individually, like one last leaving thought or piece of advice. It could be related to your work, or it could be just like anything that's like on your heart lately, or just any last thought or advice.
I'll kick it off, because I realized I wasn't able to answer this question earlier when it was what's on your heart and your mind lately. And so I'll wrap it up with it. I've realized a lot lately, I surround myself with amazing people. Danielle, very much at the top of that list. But we surround ourselves with some pretty incredible people. And what I've noticed is the difference it's made when my friends give me different words of affirmation and encouragement around things, that it's led me to be more purpose-driven to show up for other people in that way. You forget how much people really need words of affirmation and encouragement, and how much insecurities that everyone deals with on a daily basis, or just feeling low about something, and how just a simple, you know, sentence or uplift sending out to someone can just completely transform their day or the week or the way they're about to handle a situation. And so I think remembering before going into any conversation of just showing up the way you'd want other people to show up to you. And sometimes that's hard, like going from back-to-back calls and feeling drained and a lot of things going on, but kind of resetting to be able to give back to the important people in your life, I think is important.
So huge. Thank you for sharing that towards the end. I didn't realize we skipped over you, but thank you. Sorry about that. Danielle, what about you?
So I answered what was on my mind. What's on my heart is just leading with love and having that be the North Star. I think being in business mode all the time, it can really pull you out of that. And you have to be looking at everything through, like with the lasers, you know, laser accuracy and like a sharp edge, and, you know, be able to make really tough decisions on the fly, even with people you like. That's just something that comes up in business, and it can be really easy to just go numb and turn off the empathy. And, you know, you get so consumed with growth and numbers, and it's like, you can have a call, be like, okay, if we do this, we could be worth this, and let's just get focused on that. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to people. It's the people on our team, and it's our customers. And we got here because of love and empathy and concern for those people. And that always has to be our North Star. So just what's on my heart is to just lead with my heart.
I love it. You guys are so great. Thank you so much for this conversation. I learned so much, and I just like feel really connected to you and your brand. So speaking of the brand, where can everyone find you guys? Are you in stores? Are you online? And follow you and ClearStem.
You can find us on clearstemskincare.com and then on Instagram at clearstemskincare. We put a lot of education out on there. We also have a skincare learning center on our website too. We are in some different spas, clinics, dermatologist office. We're expanding a lot this year, but the easiest and fastest way to get us is online. And then my Instagram is kaylee.christina.
And then our business Instagram is clearstemskincare. And then my personal one is Danielle, the acne guru.
Amazing. Thank you guys so, so much. This was incredible. That's all I have for you.
Thanks, Sydney,
for having us.
That is it for me today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. Before you go, make sure that you rate, review, and follow, as well as subscribe, so you never miss an episode. And one thing you can share in the meantime, this podcast, obviously. Send it to a friend who needs some inspiration, or give us some love on social media and tag us at Something to Share Podcast on Instagram. And I'll see you next Wednesday.